Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 22, Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, the plane that disappeared. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 vanished on the 8th of March 2014 during its journey from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, carrying 239 passengers and crew. Its disappearance remains one of aviation's most enduring mysteries, sparking widespread speculation and one of the most extensive search operations in history. The Boeing 777-200ER departed Kuala Lumpur International Airport at 0041 local time and climbed to a cruising altitude of 35,000 feet. At 1:19, the aircraft's final verbal communication was made when the co-pilot said, "Good night, Malaysian 370." Minutes later, the transponder was switched off and the plane disappeared from civilian radar screens. Military radar tracked the aircraft deviating sharply westward across the Malay Peninsula and into the Andaman Sea before contact was lost entirely at 0222. Despite extensive efforts to pinpoint its location, the reasons behind this abrupt course change remain unclear. Further investigation relied on satellite data from the International Maritime Satellite Organization, Inmarsat, which indicated the aircraft continued flying for up to 7 hours along a southern arc over the Indian Ocean. The final handshake signal was transmitted at 8:19, suggesting the aircraft had run out of fuel and crashed. However, the precise location remained elusive, and the initial search in the South China Sea quickly shifted to the vast and remote southern Indian Ocean. The multinational search effort, involving more than 26 countries, initially focused on the most probable crash zones near the Indian Ocean. Despite covering an area of 120,000 square kilometers with state-of-the-art technology, including underwater sonar and autonomous submarines, the main wreckage of MH370 was never located. The operation, costing hundreds of millions of dollars, was officially suspended in 2017 after years of fruitless searching. The first concrete evidence of MH370's fate came in July 2015 when a barnacle-encrusted flaperon washed ashore on Réunion Island, thousands of kilometers from the suspected crash zone. Over the following years, additional debris, including wing panels and internal components, was discovered on beaches in the western Indian Ocean and along Africa's eastern coastline. These findings confirmed the aircraft's tragic end, but provided limited information about the exact crash site or circumstances of the disappearance. Theories about what happened to MH370 abound, fueled by the lack of conclusive evidence. One leading hypothesis is that the disappearance was a deliberate act by Captain Zahari Ahmad Shah, based on the aircraft's calculated maneuvers after it veered off course. Others suggest mechanical failure, catastrophic depressurization, or a hijacking attempt. Despite extensive investigations by Malaysian, Australian, and international authorities, no definitive cause has been identified, leaving the case open to speculation. The tragedy has had a profound impact on aviation safety and tracking technology. The disappearance exposed significant gaps in how aircraft are monitored during long-haul flights over remote regions. In response, regulatory bodies such as the International Civil Aviation Organization introduced mandatory real-time tracking systems designed to ensure that no aircraft can go missing without trace. Additionally, recommendations for deployable flight recorders, capable of floating and transmitting data, aim to prevent similar incidents in the future. For the families of the 239 people on board, the lack of closure has been particularly agonizing. Many have criticized the initial handling of the search and called for greater transparency in the investigation. Organizations formed by relatives continue to advocate for renewed search efforts, hoping for answers that have remained out of reach for nearly a decade. Memorials have been erected in Malaysia, China, and other nations to honor the victims, ensuring that their lives are not forgotten amid the mystery. In December 2024, the Malaysian government announced plans to collaborate with marine robotics company Ocean Infinity to resume the search for MH370. This decision was influenced by technological advancements and new analyses suggesting promising areas for exploration. The operation will use advanced autonomous underwater vehicles to investigate previously unsearched regions, with Ocean Infinity operating on a no-find, no-fee basis. A $70 million reward has been offered if the aircraft is located, underscoring the global interest in solving this mystery. The disappearance of MH370 remains one of the greatest enigmas in aviation history, marked by the interplay of human error, technological limitations, and the vast, unforgiving expanse of the ocean. It has reshaped policies and heightened awareness of the complexities involved in modern air travel. For the families, the search continues not just for wreckage, but for answers that could bring peace to those who lost loved ones on that fateful night. MH370 is a stark reminder of both the marvels and vulnerabilities of aviation. Its story has captivated the world, blending tragedy, intrigue, and the enduring human need to seek the truth. Whether the upcoming search efforts yield new discoveries or not, the legacy of Flight 370 will endure, serving as a symbol of resilience, perseverance, and the boundless mysteries of our world. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.